Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to the first episode of the Fluid Talks podcast for 2023. If that sounded less than enthusiastic, that's opening one. Opening two is welcome to yet another. There is no opening two. Welcome back. It's been a while since we recorded. We are glad you're listening. We're glad to have you here. Yes, I am one of your hosts, Michael.
Something entirely different. I'm one of your co-hosts.
why does it look like your brain is having
difficulties?
Brain fog.
I froze.
Okay.
And now I'm looking for the database of names to go by this year.
Okay.
And my name is Captain D. Roger. Yes, thank you very much. That will be my new handle.
Okay. I think it's clear that this is going to be another one of those years. So, you know, we can just end this recording right now, right? We can just end it real quick. Like, just say 2023 looked like it was going to be full of promise, but nah.
Happy Jamhuri Day, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of them.
It can't have been that long since I saw you. But even if it was, unajua, we are several days into the new year. The year is old, you know. Someone who was born on the 1st of January is now 11 days old. That baby can talk.
Are you sure?
Yes, that baby can talk. Do you not think so, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's nice to be with all of you. You guys are well?
Yes, yes.
Keeping well?
I am.
Keeping well?
Grande.
Did you have yourself a safe holiday?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
You sound uncertain.
Safe is a very subjective term.
Okay. Okay. You're going to pull that on us. I don't want to touch that, so...
Did I?
You had yourself a safe holiday.
Yes.
That's good. It's good to be safe. It's good to... And we urge all of you, dear listeners, to stay safe, to stay alive, to stay healthy to the best of your ability.
Stay frosty,
my friend. Wait, no. Stay thirsty, my friend. Is there beer ad, I think. Anyway, we have yet another year of content to bring you that the guy behind the mic will be facilitating, because he's a wonderful part of this setup. And we hope you have as much fun as we will have making it. So, that being said, here's the news. By the way, you guys are going to need to get me a new harmonica.
What's wrong with this one?
It's falling apart.
By Chinua Achebe.
Ooh, I fall apart.
So since it looks like no one wants to go with the news.
You go.
Actually, both my news items today are not related at all to tech. One is just... We as Africans... Tukona shida. So why I say that...
What did we do this time?
Why I say that... headline, more under 17 players fail age testing enforced by Eto'o. So
wait, Eto'o is the one who's enforcing this age?
Yes, he's the head of the Football Association in Cameroon.
Uh-huh.
And the under 17s are looking to take part in AFCON qualifiers, youth AFCON qualifiers. And there was an initial 30 member group. Out of that group, 21 have failed tests, i.e. they are over the stipulated age, which is interesting if you follow football, because you likely have seen cases of photos of players who are claimed to be one age but look so much older than that. But anyway, watch and see it. Let me not hit. Yeah, that's news item number one for me. It's not really news, but it's news. Anything from anyone else?
Yes. So, the all-popular service known as Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you are familiar or heard of it.
No.
So if you remember, over the last 2 years or so, they've been releasing a couple of products, right? And those products include the shop feature, they include Reels, and so they've had to redesign their UI to sort of promote especially shop and Reels.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as probably Q1, they're going to hit the reset button and they're going to redesign again, mm-hmm. and they're going to remove Reels from being the center point and put back Create, you know, like the normal, how OG Instagram was all about pictures and you create.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming back. Reels is losing its highlight spot and everything else is back to normal, which is related to my second news item that is to do with Twitter. So Twitter also did something similar after Elon Musk decided to buy it. And I don't know if you guys remember where Twitter switched from an algo-based timeline to a chronological-based timeline. They are also going to hit a reset and they're going to offer both as they did before. So it's very interesting to see sometimes progressive is not very progressive.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Oh, sorry, no, that's the wrong quote. The right quote for that is progress, in quotes.
Mm.
Progress.
Michael, do you consider yourself a gamer?
No.
Tony?
Me?
Do you consider yourself a gamer?
Yes. No.
Guy behind the mic says yes.
That's Wait. For him or for me?
Him.
Is he answering for me?
For him.
Okay, sorry. No, let me refrain from saying what I wanted to say.
Say it.
No. No.
Be a man.
No.
Say it with your chest.
No, just say it.
I
say it with the chest.
No. I'm good.
and that's not nice.
I shall refrain from saying it. The thought crossed my mind. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it.
Say it anyway.
Guy behind the video, do you consider yourself a gamer? He says no.
This is video gamer or board game gamer.
Video gamers. A video.
It's insane.
Video gamer.
Video gamer.
No. Yeah.
Just the occasional play.
Okay. So, I'm assuming all of you play Xbox.
I will get myself an Xbox at some point, but. I wanted to crack a joke about exes, but yeah, it's fine.
Too soon.
Too soon, was it? Too soon.
What about Xbox?
So, Microsoft Developer Direct, so it's the game. Mm. So this event will be featuring the games from Xbox and the Bethesda. It will be on January the 25th. So are you going to tune in?
No. Okay, that came out a bit too quick. Hold on. I'll need to check my schedule, but it's looking like a no from me, you know?
A no from you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Is anyone else going to check in, though? Tune in?
I might. You know?
Yeah, please do and fill us in.
I will do a whole blog about it.
All right.
So watch out for my blog. Vlog even.
Okay.
Slog. What's okay. A slog though?
A slog
should be like a slack.
Okay. Notification. So anyway, so ignoring Tony's clear attempts at, I don't know, but anyway.
There'll be another event for Samsung, an in-person one, on the 1st of February.
When they will release.
Isn't Samsung having like a Galaxy launch thing?
Yes.
Happening. That's the one. Nairobi?
No.
Not
here. Oh God, I would have been there.
not in Nairobi, Tony.
Yeah, no, that's for the S23.
Not in Nairobi.
Mm.
Wait, do you think they've named the phones intentionally so that they start matching with yours? Not that I think about it.
No.
Have you ever actually thought about it?
I haven't thought about it, but I doubt that was the reasoning.
S23 in the year
2023. That's
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But I doubt it. On to my last news item that's not news. I mean, that's news, but not really what we... But anyway, interesting news about the Earth. The ozone layer is healing. Yes, Ronnie. Oh, sorry, Gabby and the mic. Why are you looking at me like that? The ozone layer was injured. Oh, sorry. Do you know what the ozone layer is? Okay. So the ozone layer is healing, and it's interesting. It's interesting. So there was a hole discovered in 85 in the ozone layer, right? And you know, once that was discovered, steps were taken to remedy the issues. And it's just so messed up. It's like, it's so interesting how much we've messed up our planet that so by around 2066, the year 2066,
yeah,
is when it is anticipated that the ozone layer will go back to looking like what it did in the 80s.
What?
Yes. 2066.
That is in 43 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Yeah, but it's a long time.
In 43 years. Some, there'll be some improvements by 2045, but that's still 22.
That's mental.
But yes, it's just interesting to see how much damage you've done to the planet. And that's it. There was no real reason to that, but ozone layer mend.
There's a life lesson there.
Which is.
You're winging it, aren't you?
I was about to wing it if you guys didn't read what I was about.
You are winging it, Yanni.
My last news item is related to what we'll be talking about today, mm-hmm, and that is related to ChatGPT. Okay? So OpenAI, the company behind the wonder that is ChatGPT, is actually working on a premium version of ChatGPT and also working on a mobile application for iOS for ChatGPT. So if you've been enjoying ChatGPT, expect to start paying for it soon. Good. I'm sure they'll keep a version of it open source and free, but then you still have to have the, you know, the servers are overloaded. I don't know if you guys have, you know, seen that page that says server is overloaded or you have to wait, try again later kind of a thing.
Hold that thought, we'll get into it, but
yes. But yeah, on that note, expect to start paying a few bucks. They haven't released how much it's going to be. But I'm very much looking forward to the iOS application just to see. Because I think there is power, but I'm going to circle back that later in the topic of today. And on that note, let's hear the AI-generated harmonica sound.
Before we hear that, the sound, this brings us back to this thing the coders use, that you pay for.
Copilot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Copilot, I'm just seeing another copilot here.
Oh, you see another copilot coming?
Yeah.
We'll dig deeper into that conversation. And now for the AI generated sound.
The AI got bored of waiting to generate the sound. You anyway. On to today's topic of discussion, which, as mentioned by Captain
D. Roger.
That one. By Captain, is around ChatGPT. Yes, ChatGPT. You've probably seen or heard about it in whatever circles you use.
Unless you're living under a rock or... I'm sure even if you're in the International Space Station, you've probably heard of ChatGPT, so...
No, some people do enjoy being disconnected from things.
Like yourself?
Yeah, like myself, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Clearly, you can't escape AI.
Anyway, for someone who doesn't know what ChatGPT is, take us away. Someone explain ChatGPT.
So ChatGPT is an AI-driven tool that has been trained by the world information/data till the year 2021. And now that's how much data it has or it uses in its model till today. But to what it is, it's what a glimpse of what the future could be, right? So word on the street is it's better than Google in the sense of it gives you answers to your question without yourself having to filter through 10 links and read through 10 blogs to find exactly what you want. That's one, like from a searchability perspective. Number two, it's people are finding very interesting ways to boost their productivity by having, you know, ChatGPT tackle some mundane task that you would in an everyday basis. So productivity, number two. Number three is a companion. So some people are actually trying to ask ChatGPT more like therapy related kind of queries, or you know, a bit more like self-diagnosis, if I may call it that, kind of questions. It's very interesting. The other one that is very interesting, and I've seen it being used, is from a content generation or a, you know, a thought partner. Okay, where you know, you could have an idea, but you don't want to go through the task of planning out things. You just give it that idea, ask for X input, and it will give you some baseline to start from. So based on those examples, I think ChatGPT is a tool essentially that's meant to boost everyone's productivity.
Pardon the yawn. Thank you for that deep dive. The yawn was not attributed to you.
Sure.
I would attribute it to a combination of hunger and tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, anything to add? Echo, see, I'm talking to you.
I know you're talking to me. Are you talking to me? Anyway.
why are you guys chuckling like that? Anyway, it's fine. No?
It makes work so much easier for me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. The only thing I will add to that before we continue on a deeper dive is ChatGPT is made up of chat and GPT. And GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Not Transformer like Optimus Prime, but Transformer. I'll leave that up to you to find out what GPT, specifically GPT-3, is. But yes, chat is you know, I'm chatting with so and so. Yes, so ChatGPT, Tony, you mentioned some things that it has been used for, and it would be interesting to see how like if you can go a bit deeper into those. So you'd say it as a productivity tool, as a thought partner, as a therapy type thing. Guy behind the mic. And you know, so what does that look like? Specifically productivity, what does that look like?
What you mean, bro?
I mean just that. What does it look like? Like, how can a dev, say, utilize ChatGPT to boost their productivity? In addition to what you mentioned, you know, like you'd said, handling the mundane things. Real-world examples, real-world applications, potential real-world applications.
Well, so you could have an idea of a startup or some automation, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say you wanted to create a bot that checks market derivatives and futures and creates an algorithm to be able to do low trading versus high trading and do the whole interest arbitrage thing, right? But in real life, you'd have to manually, you know, go ahead, study a Python if you don't know how to code, you know, do a whole, like, spend 10 hours or a whole weekend trying to come up with this script just to be able to, you know, look at Yahoo Finance or whatever it is, get the real-time data, and then I decide what to do X, Y, Z. Now, you could actually write to ChatGPT, like, create for me a Python script that checks Yahoo Finance API for the current market price for the dollar, the yen, the euro. You know, so you can give it as specific as you can, and the more specific you are, the better, like, things you get. So now, since you told it to write a Python script, it's actually going to give you a script that you can actually just copy and paste and deploy. You could even go further and tell it, how do I deploy this script into Linux server. Okay, and then you go further and tell it, how can I add Nginx support, or how can I deploy this to a web? And it just keeps modifying that script for you to be able to actually deploy it somewhere. So as a developer, it's powerful in that sense that it can actually give you code snippets that actually work, to just be able to boost that productivity.
Interesting that you bring in developers, because one of the most popular developer resources is Stack Overflow.
Yes.
Now, Stack Overflow has, at least as of the 5th of December 2022, banned answers generated by ChatGPT. Why is that? Because the average rate of getting correct answers from ChatGPT is too low, the posting of answers created by ChatGPT is substantially harmful to the site and to users who are asking and looking for correct answers.
Yep.
Is there a trade-off? Like, is there a trade-off for being this powerful generic tool versus accuracy? Just based off this item, this posting on Stack Overflow, like I said, one of the prominent dev resources. Is there a trade-off? Do you think?
I'll let Madame start us off.
I think let me give an example.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, so I have this friend.
Yes.
This friend is our mutual friend.
Okay. It's not guy behind the mic, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's the friend who always has issues with his server. That friend.
Of course. Say no more. Say no more. Yes. Tell me about him.
People now, he comes to us and tells us, you know the way you go to Stack Overflow and then you want to copy paste this code,
yes,
but you do not understand what it does.
Yes.
So he's like, you take it from there, you paste it on ChatGPT and ask it, explain to me what this code does.
Okay.
And then it writes for you, it does ABCD from here, and then because you do this, it does that. Yeah. So I think they're being threatened in a way, because on Stack Overflow, they don't give you a definite answer. They don't actually explain what this code is doing, like in depth.
Well, technically one of the policies when posting an answer to Stack Overflow is that you may not necessarily explain every line of your code, but you would give an overall explanation of what it does, typically with backing resources. Like, say if you're answering a Laravel question, as an example, you would say that this is what you could do, and this is based on the Laravel docs, as an example. So yes, just to answer that or to address that. But that's an interesting point. You bring an interesting point that maybe kunakawivu, is there some jealousy? Or is there, well, not jealousy, but is there a threat?
No. I mean, here's how I look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the car was invented, people who owned horses.
Horses.
Who owned horses.
Horses. Horses. Horses.
Are you done?
No, for now, yes, but not overall.
Yes. So people who owned horses felt threatened by the car. Okay?
Mini Mugamba.
Mini Mugamba.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And felt threatened by the car. But you've seen how much the car has done for society, both good and bad,
mm-hmm,
as your news explained, because cars are a big factor into how much we've damaged our system. Now, here's the kicker. Yeah, people might feel threatened, but the real kicker is you're only threatened if you don't know how to leverage the tool. And that's a controversial statement.
No, actually, it's not.
Yes, but I genuinely think the people who will be left behind are the ones who don't leverage AI in their normal workflows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the future, right? Everyone will find a use case for it, right? Mm-hmm. But how fast you get on that curve is up to you.
Mm. We'll get to the future in un momento. Before that, actually, something you mentioned about content creation. Now, this is an interesting question. Do you think artificial intelligence such as ChatGPT is capable of coming up with original thoughts?
With original
thoughts?
What do you deem original?
yes, define original.
No, read original as you want it to read. In this case, you have that flexibility. Read original as you want it to be.
Because no idea is original. Someone has already thought of your idea. So in that sense, no originality. Okay? But...
Sorry, you've just reminded me of a silly joke. Hold that thought. You can't buy a brand new mirror.
Right.
Because it's already been used. Anyway, continue with your thought. No idea is original. Carry on. That's where you are essentially on that train of thought.
Well, yeah, practically. Theoretically, yes, every idea is original. In the sense of like if it's formed in my head, then it's original because I've not had it before, right? But just because you've not had it before does not mean someone else has not thought it, right? And this means not people that exist today, but over the lifetime of humanity, right? So now, if originality is about gathering multiple variables and, you know, pieces of information and being able to derive something or like a new creation out of it that is unique or has unique attributes to it, in that sense, then yes, I do think there is originality in AI to be able to generate something like that.
Okay. And what of yourself? What do you think? What do you think?
Like, it's not something new that we're creating because you can't reinvent the wheel. So you'll have a thought. And then you'll go to ChatGPT and you're like, so how do I execute ABCD? And then it will give you the best case scenario.
Okay. The reason I ask this is because ChatGPT and, you know, other artificial intelligence models are trained on data sets. And what that means is you've got say thousands upon thousands of stories that it's been trained on. You've got from Shakespeare to Kamau, you know, all of whose writings, just in this case, I'm just using writing as the medium of transmission of ideas. But, you know, you've got this wide variety of writings that it's been trained on. So one could argue that essentially any... In this case, assume you had ChatGPT come up with a short story for you, which is one of the fun cases that you can do. One could argue that it's essentially it's what is generated is derived from what it's absorbed or what it's been trained on. Would you agree with that assessment?
That what is?
That what it generates. So say you use ChatGPT to come up with a short story.
Mm-hmm.
One could argue that the content produced is derivative.
Well, isn't your original idea derivative of multiple data points that you have?
And that's a fair counter question. We'll leave that to you, dear listener, to think about. Are your thoughts really your thoughts?
Are your thoughts your own?
Or are they derived and influenced by what has come before you and what you have been exposed to? QX-Files music. But anyway, on to the future. What does a future with ChatGPT look like?
Premiums is involved.
Yes, yes, definitely premium, definitely premium.
I mean, to be fair, I think charging it is fair. You know, they spend like $1 million a day.
Yeah, all those resources don't just ping themselves. I mean, don't just pay for the, well,
they're all burning $1 million a day.
Don't just nini themselves. But yeah, yeah.
But what do I see a future with something like ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be very soon, because I don't know if you guys heard, but Microsoft is an investor already, or an early investor in OpenAI.
Yes.
Yeah, they're planning to buy it for $10 million.
Not buy, invest. Invest. So they already invested $100 million, I think, at the beginning, initial beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But they're planning on integrating it, hopefully, with Office Suite products and Bing, right? So now, picture, ChatGPT is powerful right now without internet integration. So this could be Skynet or not. Depends on how you decide to look at it. So imagine if we are able to feed it real-time data that's such that the model is constantly learning as data is being generated every single day. And I think we generate how many? Is it a petabyte or more of data every single day?
I think it's more than that.
Yes, probably more than that. Right? So you can imagine just how much powerful it's going to become in terms of being able to pinpoint exactly what it is that you're trying to seek. But then there's the counter information of the internet is full of
stupid people.
It's full of trash. Right? So right now it's being trained on very, you know, cleaned, you know, data. But I'm sure there are smart people working on such kind of integrations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all things aside, if everything remains constant, I do see like very powerful search is going to be like a reality. I mean, search is already powerful, but then we didn't know we could do search at a certain, you know, degree of accuracy, and this has just proven that it's something close. The other one is I see a lot of automations happening, right? And I don't know if you guys have heard of Midjourney. Do you even heard of Midjourney?
No.
Yeah, you should check out Midjourney. Midjourney is like, picture you're a designer, or if you don't even have to be a designer, right? You can write in text format the type of website you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I want my website to be about shoes, make shoes, let it have like blue, orange, red theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, right? Mm. It will generate samples of you of websites. Mm-hmm. in that fashion. Mm-hmm. Right now it gives you four options, right? So now you look at it and be like, this is not really the look and feel I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also powerful in the sense of you can go to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's the Dribbles, there's the Pinterest, there's mm-hmm. the Behance, right? And they all have a unique URL, right? You can go copy that URL and paste it back on Midjourney and say, create for me a site that looks like this, and I want it in this theme colors or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to generate different mock-ups for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to copy what that looks, it's just going to look at the design and feel, okay, and then generate unique different sites that resemble that look, right?
Because copying would be wrong.
Anyway, right, that's just another powerful way of just how much you'd have spent, I don't know, 20 hours trying to, you know, come up with these mock-ups before a client, let's say, can say yes. But now you spend literally 10 minutes to come up with 8 mock-ups that you can present and show, and you have a decision by the end of the day, right? So in terms of like being able to eliminate a lot of friction, right, and being able to make quick and fast iterative decisions, mm-hmm. is what the future is going to look like, especially from a work perspective.
I'm going to throw you to throw a loop here. Also, wait, premiums. Yes, you gave your answer. So I'm going to throw a curveball. What does the future with ChatGPT? ChatGPT with ChatGPT. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. With ChatGPT look like for academicians? What do you think it looks like? The reason I ask this is, say you've got who looks like they'd be Amkora here, guy behind the mic. Okay, so say, okay, guy behind the mic isn't here to defend himself, but you listen to this when you're editing. So say guy behind the mic is an enterprising student who has more important things to do than write essays for homework. Now, guy behind the mic decides, you know what, let me just get to ChatGPT and have it write this essay for me. Present the essay and boom. Now, I don't need to tell you that's several kinds of wrong from the academic point of view, but how do you prevent this? How
do you prevent plagiarism?
Not quite plagiarism, just
from somebody using ChatGPT from writing the assignment.
Yeah, essentially. You know, you've got things like thesis. Okay, yes, you can only do so much with coming up with a thesis with ChatGPT, but for shorter things like essays, how do you go around that?
Well, for context, let me tell you, there's already a student actually who built a ChatGPT detector that detects whether your essays are generated by something like ChatGPT.
Excellent.
Okay. So there's tooling that can be built to be able to do that. But then I can even throw another curveball at you, is how are universities stopping people from paying other people to write their own essays?
That is true. That's a thing that's
a reality that exists right now.
It is. It is most unfortunate, but touché, that's a fair point. Actually, in this case, you'd be cutting out the middleman. Eh? You don't need to pay. you don't need to pay someone to write your essay for you when you've got the internet at your fingertips.
But now the curveball comes in when
people are going to lose business.
Yeah, it comes in when the university purchases this tool that somebody built to detect ChatGPT assignments, mm-hmm. and they use it. So now,
yeah. That's dang it, I thought that was going to be something heavy that I threw in your direction.
Sorry, I'm getting my answers from ChatGPT.
Excellently done. Oh, guy behind the mic, welcome back. I talked a bit of smack, but you'll hear it when you're editing. Yeah. But yeah, ChatGPT really, I'd say, has been a revolutionary tool, and there's probably still more to come from it. We'll watch this space.
Here's a borderline conspiracy thing.
Yes.
That I've been thinking of.
Yes.
Right? So, who owns ChatGPT?
OpenAI.
Who owns OpenAI?
Who owns OpenAI?
It's Elon Musk, right? Right? Okay. Who owns Twitter?
Elon Musk,
right?
Yeah.
Who owns Neuralink? Our boy Musk. Now, either this, he is proving to be like Lex Luthor right now. Here's my theory. With the information or data that Twitter provides in terms of human behavior, right, can actually be used, right, as a model on training how Neuralink, right, the implant that's going to be done into our brains, understands human synapses and how we think and stuff like that. Just think about it, okay? He acquired the world's biggest pool of how humans operate, which is text-driven, which is easier and better to analyze than voice, right? And it's a private company, so if he uses that data, you're not going to question him. just think about it. He's a smart man. I don't think he just spent $44 billion just to spend $44 billion.
Oh, no, I think he spent $44 billion because he was tired of people messing with him on Twitter. But That's an interesting conspiracy theory.
Yeah, just think about it, guys.
No, I wouldn't. I refuse to think about it. But
yes, the fuck.
No, I know you're thinking about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, this has been an interesting episode for us to produce, and we hope you find it insightful. Go read up on ChatGPT or something, if you so desire. From us here at Fluid Talks, have yourselves a good evening, night, morning. I've got it out of order, but you know what it is. On that note,
FTG out.